Any further clarity on who might be able to play quarterback for you on Sunday between Jason and Brandon Whedon and the other guys you have?
Yeah, right now it's a fluid situation. I'll name the starter later in the week. Both Campbell and Whedon, however, have been they've been cleared for activity, not necessarily practice, but just for activity. So we'll work the other two guys in practice today, and they'll both get opportunities, and we'll look at them and evaluate them.
Just looking strictly at statistics over the last couple of games and the number of rushing attempts in contrast, the number of balls really even just going straight to Josh Gordon, have you guys had any kind of a philosophical thought that, you know what, he's playing this well, let's get it to him as often as possible? I guess why I'm wondering about why so few rushes, and is it what Josh has done in emerging?
Yeah, I mean, some of it has been the situation in game where we've been behind and trying to catch up, so we've thrown or had to throw a lot more. Those would be the previous weeks. Now, that, you know, this last week, a little bit of the same in those situations that we ran the ball a little bit more. You know, Josh has really developed as a receiver and has grown a lot as the season's gone on. And you know, so I think our quarterbacks generally have a lot of confidence in him and have given him a lot of opportunities to make those plays.
Coach, in looking at the Patriots offense, obviously a lot of attention is paid to Rob Gronkowski. How is he different than any other tight end that you guys have faced this season? And how would you assess at least his recent play? It seems like maybe this is perhaps some of the best football he's played in his career.
He sure looks like it. You know, he's, as you look at tight ends across the league and what he's able to do, a lot of times you'll see guys who are great receivers but not necessarily good blockers, or great blockers and not necessarily the receivers, and he does them both. He's outstanding in them both, and there's not many guys around that can do that. And you know, he's such a weapon, and he's a clutch player, and certainly you know, Brady looks to him in those times, and you know, he's so big, can run so well, so athletic. He's just a tough matchup. You know, who do you put on him to cover him?
What's up with the Patriots' run defense from your vantage point, Rob? They got gas.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of blurted that out. What's up with the Patriots' run defense from your vantage point? They really got gashed against Houston, and I know some of it against Denver was a byproduct of scheme, and the week before against Carolina, it was good. What are you seeing when you look at it?
Well, obviously they had some injuries to a number of key players in their front seven. You know, and I think each game is different. I think you look at Houston as it was an outstanding running team and has been. And, you know, and I have experience with Carolina, and they played very well against Carolina. And you know, Denver's a different style as well. But, you know, I think that the thing about the defense that I see is, you know, they make key plays at key times. I think the guys who have stepped in have done a real nice job. This defense is going to be a big challenge for us.
Rob, you talked about Gronkowski. Curious about his impact on other players around him and how challenging it is, one, in the red zone, and two, and just in general, what a difference maker he is for those other people and how you've seen the Patriots' offense respond since his return.
Well, he is. I mean, he's that type of player. He's a dynamic guy who is an impact player, and, you know, you have to know where he is. You have to pay attention to him, and that obviously gives opportunities for other guys, and there certainly is enough in the Patriot offense that enough guys that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. So it makes it very difficult, and when you have one of the best quarterbacks of all time, you know, getting the ball and spraying the ball around, it's quite a challenge.
Rob, how happy are you with the state of the program as you install your program there?
Yeah, you know, I think that as I look at things and what we've accomplished and what we've done, we're building a foundation for success. And you know, I'm pleased with what I've seen from what we've installed and incorporated from a mindset, philosophy standpoint, style of play. I see a lot of young guys who have broken out this season. a lot of veteran guys who are playing their best. You know, those are the good things. Obviously, we haven't had the results on the field, and that's the most important thing, is winning and losing. But, you know, I see a plan in place, and I see strides, and I see signs of us moving in the direction that we want to move, and I have a lot of confidence in our plan.
What are the core principles of that plan?
Well, the core principles to start out with are, you know, building a sustainable success. And so that's not something that you do in the short term and, you know, that you want to be up and down. It happens in the long term in that building. You know, we want to bring players in here that fit what our profile is of success for those type of players, and continue to keep the players that are here that are those type of guys, you know, foundation and core members and core parts of the team. We want to attack. We want to be aggressive from a philosophy standpoint, and we'll play to that way, and that's what we're trying to incorporate right now.
Rob, Bill Belichick spoke this morning about his relationship with Mike Lombardi. Can you talk a little bit about how you're working with Mike and his influence on what's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, Mike's a big part of what's going on here. He's extremely intelligent, and you know, I'm sure that everybody who talks about him says the same thing. He knows football. He lives football. He's been around it, and he can tell you a story or relate something or an experience with anything that you go through and anything that you see in any situation that comes up. He has something he can relate to from his experiences, and it's been great working with Mike. He's got a great personality, and certainly he's outstanding at evaluating players and looking at players, and so it's been a great experience for me.
Rob, being from Ohio and having an understanding of really the culture of your fan base, you know, can you give us a sense of what it's like, how thirsty, how hungry that fan base is for you guys to turn things around, and what Cleveland has been missing with the Browns, you know, not competing or contending on a regular basis?
Yeah, we have great fans, and you know, I grew up as one of these fans, so you know, I feel and have felt you know, what they do and what they have felt in the past, and the thing that I want more than anything is to turn this place around and be part of the group that is able to do that. And again, the things that are in place, the plan that we have, and you know, the people that are here and the commitment level that's here, I have no doubt in my mind that we'll be able to do that.
And what do you think when you look at 13 consecutive winning seasons for an organization like the Patriots in this culture of salary caps and free agency in the NFL?
It's amazing. You know, everyone aspires to build that type of winning culture that New England has. And, you know, the key is how you get there. You know, every place has its unique challenges, has its unique situations. And so they're going to be different, and they have to be different in style than what New England's created. But, you know, everybody aspires to build that type of winning culture, and you know, that's what we're trying to do here.